All right. So in that prayer, it's my words, but also your meditation. So today you're going to need a pencil and find some blank space in your bulletin. Or you can just, you know, sit and reflect. But I want you to think about or draw a place that you feel most comfortable, a place that you feel most yourself. Maybe it's a place in your house, a bench or a chair, in a yard somewhere, a park. I don't know. Only you know that answer. So think about a place where you feel most comfortable. I'll give you 1 minute. All right, you can keep doodling as I talk a little bit. But I think about during the pandemic, we realized how important cozy was. A Minnesota family that we hung out with a lot during the pandemic introduced me to, they're like tween, introduced me to this amazing thing called the Snuggie. Yeah? It's a blanket, but also a hoodie at the same time. And it's like this giant poncho that you wear with a really big pocket. And it's made of like kind of like a stuffy material. Snuggie. It's like being embraced by a stuffed animal and becoming a stuffed animal all at the same time. I think during the pandemic, we remembered the gift of leggings and the elastic waistband. Yeah? Cozy on the bottom, but professional wear on the top for all of those hours of Zoom meetings. Comfort matters. Feeling good in your body matters. And especially when your home became your workplace and your workplace became your home and that separation got blurred. And so our ambition for uncomfortableness waned. And unlike so many other things that happened during the pandemic, this is not something that we can revert back from. We cannot stuff cozy back into the can, and I'm okay with it. I was at a rostered minister gathering this week at the Senate office, and most of the people on there had on sneakers. And there's a part of me that went, woohoo, for your feet. We need a place where we feel comfortable. We need a place where we feel cozy and safe. And perhaps that was one of the unexpected gifts of the pandemic, is we all realize it is okay to let our bodies feel comfortable and cared for and safe, and hurrah for elastic. Our gospel for today is a part of Jesus' last pep talk to his disciples before he gets arrested and crucified. We call it the farewell discourse, and it goes on for like 4 chapters. And today we get this little snippet of it. We're gonna continue to get some little snippets of it throughout the rest of the season of Easter. Jesus knows what's coming, and so he's trying to prepare his little crew. We often hear this passage at funerals. Jesus has promised that he goes ahead to prepare a place for us. And you can imagine that I take great comfort in this dialogue between Jesus and his disciples because the disciples don't get it at all. Yay. Jesus starts with this beautiful line, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. which means the disciples were really panicked. And Jesus goes on, believe in me, believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas, beautiful Thomas, full of courageous questions, replies, Jesus, we do not know where you are going. How could we possibly know the way? We don't know. And Jesus responds with this line that sadly is in every fundamentalist Christian track, those like turn and burn, go to hell things. And Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. And I want to ask Jesus, I'm like, is that comforting? Thomas just admitted he doesn't get it. And Jesus is leaving, and yet he is the way, and this believe or else kind of talk. Preaching Professor Caroline Lewis reminds us that this way that Jesus is talking about is not an exclusive kind of way. If we can remember at all the rest of the Gospel of John, this has been Jesus's main point throughout the whole thing. From the beginning, where Jesus is the Word and becomes flesh and moves into the neighborhood, Jesus meets Nicodemus in the middle of the night. He meets that woman at the well. He heals the man born blind and transforms that whole community. With each interaction, it starts with this invitation where Jesus invites people in, and the people don't get it, just like Thomas. And so Jesus doesn't leave, but he sticks with them. He abides with them. John loves this word, abide, meno in the Greek. And he rests with them. He dwells with them. It's hard to describe. It's more like a feeling, like a big snuggy blanket, that you put over your head and you're surrounded by. You keep a snack in the pocket and you carry it wherever you go. A comfort that sinks in. It might take a while. It might be a practice where you have to return to it day after day over your head with your hands in the pockets until the rest finally finds you, a comfort that sticks with you. Jesus isn't saying, believe this way or else. In this text, Jesus is reminding the disciples that he is the source of abundant life, grace, in the very presence of God. They don't need to go anywhere else. Just like every other promise in this gospel, Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the living water. He has been with the disciples all along the way, and even though he will soon die, he isn't going anywhere. Jesus wants them to feel cozy and at home, to be accepted without limitations. Which brings me back to this mural that we're creating on May 17th. I don't know if you can tell, I'm really excited about it. And I hope that this mural is really just a representation of who we are and what we have been building at Faith Lutheran. This space that we're trying to foster, this coziness, a space of belovedness that we talked about last week, where all know their first name is Beloved. And our second name is Mud Person. Yeah. And how we are reminded, how we are called to remind each other of this first name that we have when we forget it. We are also building this place of acceptedness, where we value each person's unique creative value, and where we promise welcome without limitation. People of every race, ethnicity, age, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, marital or family status, ability or disability, and economic and social status. We want to proclaim here that this is a cozy place where you can come in your elastic banded pants and your chaos. where our differences are not a detriment, but an important part of the beloved community that makes us us, every single part. I'd like you to go back to your drawing or words that I had you do at the beginning, and I want you to circle maybe three things of things that are in your cozy place that either you see here at Faith or you would like us to incorporate. Three things, just circle them. Does anyone want to shout out anything? Whoa, that would make us Pentecostal. Starbucks coffee, all right, well, we got that going. High five for Dave. Yes, cozy and caffeinated, I like it. Anyone else? All right. Oh yeah, Kelly.
Outdoor space,
yes. I actually saw someone having a picnic in our backyard yesterday, which just made my heart so happy because we have a gift of outdoor space that in Arlington is super limited. We all know the price tag of it, and yet it's a value here. And thanks to the relationships with our scouts, it is continuing to be this cozy space, not just for the squirrels, but for people of all ages. Wow. Well, yeah, and we're going to have this block party in a couple of weeks. So June 13th, it's coming. It's very exciting. We're going to have a party. Yeah. Cozy space. Continue to think about that. Oh, yeah, Susie. Yeah, we had WOFA here in the morning. Well, we had yesterday alone. We had Bollywood dancing in the loft. We had an Ethiopian Orthodox congregation using the sanctuary space. We had WOFA building pamphlets for our immigrant neighbors. And then a new thing, we have country line dance seniors using our space. This was our first time. And I think they're going to come back. And I think, you know, we're going to start advertising because, like, what a fun way to spend your Saturday night, right? And that was just Saturday. We also had a strategic planning meeting offsite. So the faith community was gathering. Is that what you were going to add, Jeff? No. Okay. What were you going to add? Great music, too. Yeah, high five for Mr. Justin and Julia and Dan and Joey. Could not be reminded of God's love without your help. So, yeah. We could continue on, and we will keep this conversation going. But I want to draw your attention to the bulletin image for today. So when I heard this text when I was younger, I used to think that Jesus was building this big mansion in the sky, just for me. But thanks to you all, I have a different vision of what that looks like now. Because Jesus is not talking about mansions and houses. He's talking about dwelling places. And so I think about the image on our bulletin of a rainbow-colored apartment building where we all have what we need. Probably not the personal space we're used to. But I have a hope, and I think we are building it here, that the crowdedness that felt really scary during the pandemic is starting not to trigger us as much anymore. That we're getting better at being community and feeling safe, and that with God's help, we're growing into patience and grace that we need, even though, you know, sharing a building is challenging sometimes. You know, sometimes things aren't put back in the right places. Sometimes the floor is a little more scuffed. But we know we're better for it. We know we are better for sharing our building. It's noisy and loud and busy, but it's also comforting and cozy. And we all have what we need. And so, may God continue to grant us the love and patience and grace we need to continue to see this gift in everyone and every being we encounter. Amen. Thanks be to God.